This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
But then tonight, it's an opportunity to see some soccer history as the Pittsburgh Riverhounds look to continue what has been a year-long unbeaten streak at home. They've earned home field advantage by being the number one seed. They haven't lost at Highmark Stadium all year. And tonight, they're going to get a challenge because the two-time defending USL champs, Louisville City, is in town. And joining us right now is the owner of the Riverhounds, Mr. Tuffy Schallenberger. Tuffy, how are you today?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know sun makes you happy. Last week was a torrential downpour, yet you sold the place out. People were going nuts, and it was driving rain. This has got to be an owner's delight.
Oh, this is great. We couldn't ask for anything any better. Cool temperature, sunshine, and a packed house.
Let's talk about your commitment to soccer in Pittsburgh, because I've known you for a long time, and I know you had a vision way back when. When did it start? When did you think you can build this thing up to where it is right now, and where you maybe expect it to go in the future?
Well, you know, Bob, we've talked about it for a lot of years, and we've had our ups and downs. And I think the turning point for me on the pro side was when we landed coach to Bob Lilly. That was the turning point on the professional side of the operation over there. Bob's background with he's been coaching for over 20 years. He's, never missed the playoffs. He's got a few championships under his belt. And, when you bring people like him into the organization, it changes the whole atmosphere. And it completely turned things around with his experience.
Also, the team being in Pittsburgh right there at beautiful Highmark Stadium, which is a great place to watch an event, period. How big was that for you, looking back, knowing that parcel of land, that stadium was there for the taking if you wanted to have the vision to make it happen, and you did?
Yeah. Well, we got the opportunity. I came into the ownership group right after the stadium was built. That was one of the first soccer-specific stadiums in the United States in the USL. So with the stadium down there being our own place, we can call that home, and just the backdrop, and it's been ranked as the top five stadiums in the country with the views. So yeah, that has definitely been a game changer also, because it's home. The club before, used to play in different high schools and they were bouncing around, but once you can land, have your own stadium, especially with the views of Highmark Stadium, it definitely gives you a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and the momentum continues to roll right along, and it starts with winning. Though you can do all the promotions you want, but you got to win. You guys have not lost there all season long. I know Bob Lilly is one of the most decorated coaches, and when you got him, I know how pumped you were. But you've also brought in some pretty good talent here, and we saw a lot of that last week in a rare 7-0 win. You don't see seven goals like that. Nico Brett has been outstanding. Just talk about some of those guys and what they've been able to do for you.
Yeah, Bob's done a great job in you know, recruiting the talent here. You know, Nico went to Robert Morse. You have Robbie Murphy, Pittsburgh guy, and you know the entire team. I mean, I think we brought 11 or 12 back this year from last year's team. Some of the guys were with Bob up in Rochester before he come here. But yeah, they're really starting to gel. Last week was, you know, I'll be honest, I was a little bit nervous when you play a team back to back like that. That sometimes that can go sideways on you. But those guys are, the guys are really honed in this year. They know how they felt last year. You know, when we, you know, I think we beat Bethlehem all three times last year and ended up losing to them in PKs. And that feeling was just, that was just a gut-wrenching evening that night. And a lot of the guys that was here last year, they remember what it felt like. And, you know, and I think everybody was a little bit nervous, including them. You know, when you have to play a team to back-to-back, they were a good team. You know, they were a 10th-seeded team, but also, you know, they had 18 MLS players on that team that were in the MLS. So very talented club. They, you know, they probably shouldn't have been in 10th place. They just got off to a rough start. But this is going to be a different ball game tonight. Louisville, two-time champions, won it back-to-back last couple years. I think they have 18 players back from last year. They're a very, very good team, and we definitely got our hands full tonight. But the guys they're excited. They feel good, and they feel good about the way they're playing. And like you said, we haven't lost at Highmark yet this year.
That's called home field advantage, and the Riverhounds certainly have it. Tuffy Schallenberger is our special guest, the owner of the Hounds, and you can always use that hashtag Unleash the Hounds. And you've met Louisville City twice this year. I believe 1-0 was the final early in the season. Nico Brett got a penalty kick, and then you came here and they played you guys to a draw. I would expect, I don't know, you're certainly not going to get 7 goals. That's one of those games where you look at it and say, this is unbelievable. It's a record-setting night. It was. But this is going to be technically probably one of the most sound games you'll probably see in a playoff setting, I would imagine.
Yeah, this is by far going to be one of the toughest, if not the toughest game of the year. Like I said, Louisville's got so much talent. They have so much experience. Like you said, we tied them once, we beat them once this year. They're really in stride right now. They're probably one of the hottest teams, in the league right now. I think they've won 10 out of their last 14, tied a couple. I think they've only lost one, similar to where we're at. So it's going to be a battle tonight. It's not going to be no 7-0, I can tell you that.
Like it to be. That makes it a lot easier on owners who don't have to have their heart rate go up.
You got that right.
let's talk about the fan reaction to your team. And, it's taken some time. Soccer is not necessarily mainstream around here, but you've created this niche, and I think winning will take it beyond that. Tell people what it's like, if you've never been to Highmark Stadium, what the experience is like and what they can see firsthand if they go down there.
Well, it's such a boutique stadium. You know, it holds 5,000 seats. I look to have a standing room there tonight. I think we'll have 6,500 in there tonight. It's going to be packed, but it's just a boutique little setting there. The roar of the crowd. I mean, especially last week when that first goal went in, I think it was almost like a sigh of relief for everybody because what happened last year, and you know, then the second and third, and just that crowd with the weather and the noise. That goes inside there, you know, cause you got the Mount Washington behind you, you got the Sheraton there, and it just kind of all echoes around there. But just the atmosphere, the smoke going off from the Steel Army when we were scoring and looking across at the city all lit up, it's just until you've been there, I've said that's the toughest thing. Once we get people there, it's amazing how people get hooked and they just keep coming back. You know, you have a lot of people out there that just aren't converted over to being soccer fans yet, but when you get down there, like you've been there, you see the experience, and then once we get you there once, you usually come back.
That's true. One final question for Tuffy Schallenberger, owner of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. That would be your future vision here. Where do you want to take this, Tuffy, when it comes to soccer in general?
Well, you know, the dream's always to go to the MLS, but we still have a long way to go. You know, Bob, we've been up and down, and, you know, the last couple of years we've really built this foundation, and, you know, we're just going to keep building on that, building the fan base. You know, 3 years ago we were getting a couple thousand people there. Now we're getting 5,000 and 6,000 per game. We're really getting that foundation built. Our youth programs are exploding. You know, we're building a new complex out in Montour with Allegheny Health and Highmark. You know, we're growing it from the ground up on the youth side, and it's just we just got to continue to do that, and then we'll just see what comes. But it's definitely and like you said, I've told you, we've talked about it. You got to win in Pittsburgh. Until we started winning, we weren't recognized, and you know, these last couple years, what the team has done is really getting people excited, and you see so many new faces down there every week you come down. There's more and more new people showing up, and it's a really neat buzz going around right now.
Well, I would encourage anyone who's not been there, check it out, Highmark Stadium, especially tonight. It's going to be fascinating atmosphere. Two of the top teams in the USL going head to head. And the Riverhounds want to keep that streak alive. Tuffy, thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you. That's Tuffy Schallenberger, the owner of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Go down there and check them out if you haven't. I think it's a cool experience, and they're a winning team.